Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and encompassed the heavens by the span, and calculated the dust of the earth by a measure, and weighed the mountains in a balance and the hills in a pair of scales? Who has encompassed the spirit of Yahweh, or as his counselor has informed him? With whom did he take counsel and gave him understanding, and taught him in the path of justice, and taught him knowledge and made him know the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and are counted as a speck of dust on the scales. Behold, he lifts up the coastlands like fine dust even. Lebanon is not enough to burn, nor its beasts enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are counted by him as non-existent and formless. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare with him? As for the graven image, a craftsman casts it, a goldsmith plates it with gold, and a silversmith chains of silver. He who is too impoverished to make such a contribution chooses a tree that doesn't rot. He seeks out for himself a wise craftsman to prepare a graven image that won't be shaken. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been declared to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who inhabits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. It is he who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to inhabit. It is he who reduces rulers to nothing, who makes the judges of the earth formless. Scarcely have they been planted, scarcely have they been sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth, but he merely blows on them and they wither, and the storm carries them away like stubble. To whom then will you liken me, that I would be his equal? Says the Holy One, lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these stars, the one who leads forth their hosts by number. He calls them all by name because the greatness of his vigor and strength of power. Not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and assert, O Israel, my way is hidden from Yahweh, and the justice due me passes by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, doesn't grow weary or tired. His understanding can't be searched. He gives power to the weary, and to him who lacks vigor, he increases might. Though youths grow weary and tired, and choice young men stumble badly, yet those who hope in Yahweh will gain new power. They will mount up wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.